Welcome back now. To the Oh My God
podcast.
The Oh My God podcast. The Oh My God, Corin is such an idiot podcast, yeah. Formerly known as Glitches and Gearheads. My name is Jordan. I'm once again joined by the usual dudes. We got Devin.
Hi.
And we've got our resident idiot, Corin.
That's me.
That's him.
That is him.
Corin and I have a little something prepared, and Devin's kind of got more of the usual variety of topics. Are we going to start off with what Corin and I had planned, or Devin, do you want to kick us off with a regular topic?
Why don't you guys go ahead? I'm going to be real honest with you guys. I'm making an Instagram post, and you know, for my small brain, that takes a lot of effort.
And we established before we started recording that you can't do more than one thing at a time.
Yeah, we established that like on episode one.
Because, full disclosure, Devin was supposed to be in this little project with us, but he wasn't listening.
Nobody told me.
No.
So I did not know.
Corin told you. You weren't listening.
Yep.
You admitted it.
I didn't hear him say that, so therefore it didn't happen.
No, you admitted it.
There's no.
Yeah. All right, Corin. Nah. So,
all right.
Explain what we're doing, because this was your idea. Yeah,
basically, what we were all supposed to do was look at a video reviewing the new graphics cards, whether it be AMD or the RTX. It doesn't matter which one. It could have been both. I chose to do just the AMD because I was curious to see what people's thoughts and like how it actually stacked up to the 30 series, because we hear a lot of things, but it's a whole different thing when it's actually put into practice. So I did Linus Tech Tips.
Are you serious?
Which one did you do?
The AMD did not disappoint me.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. And you guys are upset with me because you know what would have happened, right? I would have watched the same freaking video.
Okay,
and
then we'd still be in this boat. I watched two. I watched another one from Bitwit.
This is still so good. I mean, we can both talk about the same one. Doesn't matter, I guess.
The results are about the same on the two videos. Yeah. So.
Okay, yeah. So basically the vibe I got, without saying any stats, the vibe I got from Linus was that the AMD is not like significantly better than the RTX by any means. They stack up pretty close to each other in pretty much everything except ray tracing.
Mm-hmm.
As far as rendering, they're really close. I think rendering the 6800 does the best. The RTX 6800, the non-XT for rendering. And then as far as ray tracing, I think the 3080 does the best. But, I mean, the results were, you know, they were odd in some places, but basically his overall vibe was, you know, AMD did a good job. And they didn't disappoint me in the GPU race, which is something to say because AMD has been lacking in the GPU area for some years. So for them to come out with this and actually stack up to an already developed, you know, GPU company as NVIDIA, I think that right there is the most impressive. Like, not it coming out and being better, because the RTX still does better in a couple areas.
Mainly ray tracing.
Mainly ray tracing. But the fact that AMD came out of nowhere, really, or it seemed like nowhere, and, you know, stacked up to this next-gen RTX card it's impressive. So, I mean, and it seems to impress other tech guys as well, so that's what I got out of it, at least.
Yeah, that's what basically everyone's saying, for the most part, is, like, It's messy. It seems really messy. It depends on the game, because there are some games where the 6800 XT will pull ahead, especially if you include the smart access memory. That's where the two really come into play. And that's only if you have one of the new AMD CPUs. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to unlock the potential of your AMD GPU, your big Navi, you're also going to have to buy a new AMD CPU, which not everyone's going to be planning on doing.
Yeah. But I don't think did in Linus' video, I don't think he did the new CPU AMD. Didn't he do an Intel?
He did. He showed like a full spread. So there would be like the one test where it was just the 6800. And then he had below that, like the 6800 with the smart access memory, and it was abbreviated.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
SAM.
Yeah.
And then it's also kind of messy because like NVIDIA has DLSS too, and AMD doesn't really have anything to respond to that with yet.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly in their 7000 series they do though. So
yeah, it's coming, but again, like it's not here yet. So yeah,
that's true. And we're talking about what's here right now. So
yeah. And then to top it off, NVIDIA just released today the 3060 Ti. Or they're
all right, guys, I got an announcement. I finished my post.
Oh, good job. You're welcome. Everyone give Devin a round of applause.
Woo! Yay.
Make sure to don't look at it.
It's disappointing.
So yeah, I just saw this right before we started recording that we got the 3060 Ti released today. Information on it. And it looks pretty good. I haven't seen anywhere with the cost yet, but I would assume it's going to be cheaper. Oh, never mind. $400. So $400 for the 3060 Ti, and it's still better than a 2080 Ti, which was, again, $1,200. Yeah. So, you know, this thing's like a step below the 3070, but the 3070 is still a good card, especially if you're just doing 1440p or 1080p. It's only if you're doing 4K that you really want or need 3080 or a 6800 XT.
So
if you're just doing 1440.
So the 3060 Ti is better than the 3070?
No, it's a little bit worse. I don't want to say worse, but that's the only word that comes to mind. Yeah. I think the 3070 had 11 gigs of GDDR6 RAM, if I remember right. And the 3060 has 8 gigs. With 1.67 gigahertz clock speed.
Okay, so based on what you've said, which card should people be looking at right now if they want a budget card?
That's the thing. That's hard to say.
What's your budget?
Yeah, right? And
no, like out of these cards, which one is the best bang for your buck?
Well, the
best bang for your buck, 3080. That's my opinion.
Really? 3080?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Unless. Why? The only way you're going to get the 6800 XT over the 3080 is if you're also going to buy the new AMD CPU.
Yeah. I agree with you. I have to agree with you on that.
Hmm.
If you're building a PC and you're going the Ryzen 9 CPU, then yeah, the AMD 6800 XT is the big Navi is probably the way to go.
Yeah, but even then, like it's real close between the 3080 and the 6800 XT. And honestly, I'm kind of looking to get a new card here in the next year or so. I'm rocking a 1060, and it's, you know, a dated card. It's showing its age, and I'd like to make the jump from 1080 to 1440. And the 1060 is not going to do super great for a lot of games at 1440, not on high settings. And I'm looking at that 3060 Ti, and it's appetizing for $400. That's a pretty dang good card.
Yeah, and if it's $400, that's a pretty reasonable price too.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be available tomorrow, apparently. That's what The Verge says, available December 2nd.
That is tomorrow.
So that's tomorrow, I guess. Wow.
That's tomorrow.
I won't be buying one tomorrow, but that's kind of cool. Unfortunate that it's a day after tomorrow. We're recording. We can't have any like actual physical copies in people's hands where they can show us some tests.
Did anyone benchmarks?
Yeah, did anyone buy any electronics or anything for Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
No.
I bought one thing, and it was a jack pad for a jack. And that was it.
Oh, nice.
We bought stuff for the house yesterday for Cyber Monday. We bought our shower and our kitchen and bathroom sinks and our fixtures. So
nice.
That's what we got.
I also got a Google Home Mini, but that was not a Black Friday sale. That was somebody was selling it new in the box before Black Friday. And it was cheaper than their Black Friday sale anyway.
Nice.
So sure.
Well, I got peer pressured into buying myself a keyboard and mouse.
You did?
Because I wasn't going to. And then
by me and his wife.
Yep.
Why? Well, hold on. Wait. You got peer pressured by your own wife to buy something?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is that a problem?
Your wife is telling
you to get it.
It's not a problem. It's just I don't like spending money.
Yeah, so. I mean, we talked about this last night. Corin and I were playing some games, and Leo was on the call too. And me and Corin have the same problem, I guess I'll say.
Yeah.
Where we are much more inclined to buy things. Like, I will buy things from Maya, like, without really thinking about it, typically. And then I'm over here like, should I spend $5 on this game that I've put like a lot of time in recently? I don't know if I deserve it.
Yeah.
And same.
Corin and I literally did the same thing. We debated for like a week as to whether or not we'd buy the battle pass on Genshin Impact.
Yeah. So we both took a week to decide, okay, and finally pull the trigger. And then last night, my little sister... I was playing Genshin with her, and she was like, oh, we were talking about the battle pass, and she's like, oh yeah, I kind of want that. And I was like, okay, I'll get it for you. And just without thinking, I'm just like, oh yeah, I got it, so you should get it too. I don't know, it's just weird. And then when I go for anything, like, I don't technically need a new keyboard and mouse, but like when I bought this keyboard and mouse, it was probably 3 years ago or more. So it's like, you know, pretty dated and used. So,
yeah, like before.
It'll be nice.
Before Maya got me my keyboard and mouse as a anniversary gift a couple of years back. Not anniversary for being married, but anniversary for dating.
Oh, nice. Same thing.
Same thing. I was using like one of those like $5 Amazon quote unquote gaming mice. It was like a
Amazon basics like, type deal.
It served its purpose, but it was like an Amazon basics kind of deal. And
that was before Amazon basics, wasn't it?
Maybe
3-4 years ago.
Yeah, it was like 3 years ago.
See, I do this weird thing where like, first off, I don't want to spend money on like hardly anything, but then I get into like this mood at some point, and I'm like, man, I just want to blow a ton of money. And it's like, I don't know why. Like, it just kind of happens. And then like, I end up not really buying that much stuff, but it's like, I want to make a big purchase, and like, I have no idea what I actually want to buy.
Yeah.
That's funny. See, I never get in those moods.
It's very rare, but it also just, it's like a weird thing, because like, I'll be like, nah, I shouldn't spend $1 on that vending machine item, but like, I really want that set of wheels.
my favorite thing to do is do what I like to call online window shopping.
Put a bunch of stuff in your cart and then don't get it.
I'll look at a bunch of stuff that I want and put it in my cart and then look at it and hover over the checkout button and then just never do it.
I legitimately did that for months before I finally bought my current PC. I went to the same site. I got it at Digital Storm and I would put it in my cart and I would look at it and be like, no. And then like a couple days later, do the same thing and look at it and be like, nah. Yep. Not today.
Dude, I do that with cars though, and that's real expensive. I'll be like, wonder how much a Dodge Viper is going for right now. And I'll look at one online and I'll be like, should I message this guy? No. Not yet. I know I don't. I obviously don't. But like I just look at it and I'm like, I really want that.
Yeah, I was doing that with Miatas like a month ago, but I don't have the money to get it anyway, so it's like I'm just torturing myself.
Right.
So and I stopped.
I keep looking at turbo kits online, but like I can't do it that way because like a turbo kit is like $5,000.
Yeah.
And you can turbo kit for like $3,000.
I told you, dude, you can go. There's a lot of like third party, I guess you could say, turbo kits that people recommend and that are very reliable. You just gotta.
Well, what I'm more so looking for, like right now, is the ECU because I want to get first.
The ECU,
and I'm trying to find a used one because I don't want to spend $800 on one. And I've seen them go for like $550 on Facebook Marketplace and stuff, like perfectly good like MS2s. And people like, oh, I just upgraded to the 3. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, I'll take a 2. Like, I have no problem with that. But then it's like, oh, not for the right year or not available anymore. Or like, oh, it was posted 12 minutes ago. Yeah, it's sold.
Yeah.
It's like, if I don't live on there, I can't have it.
So this is a little bit of a topic. It's kind of open-ended. And also, if you... The listener has done this before, please feel free to comment about it. But importing a car. So I've been pretty familiar with, I don't know if you've heard of HP Logic, Horsepower Logic.
Mm-hmm.
They're based out of Orlando?
Palm Beach, I think.
Yeah, Orlando area.
Mm-hmm.
So... And they do that. They import cars. They get them registered in Florida, and they get the title and all that stuff. And they sell like really nice cars for very affordable prices. I think they're. I haven't really dove too deep into it because it requires like me calling them and doing that stuff.
I have to call them.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel uncomfortable like calling him if I'm not like have cash in hand. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Right.
That's just me. But anyway, so I think there is like, you know, obviously fees that they tack on for the import fee and for the like title and that kind of stuff. But from what I've heard and what I've looked up, it's very reasonable. Like when I thought of importing a car, I thought of like big money, you know? Mm-hmm. But no, it's not really that much money to import a car. It's not much more than, you know, registering a car that's already here in the state. But, yeah, these people, they import like ranging from like 300Zs to Miatas to GTRs to Skylines to, I've seen a couple Supras on there.
They've got two R33s in stock right now. They have a V-Spec and a sedan.
Yeah, and they're really cool cars, all right, you know, JDM, right-hand drive, straight from Japan. Really good. They're all, like, in amazing condition, low miles. I don't understand how they get their hands on some of these cars. Usually the nicer ones, like the nicer, like, if it's already modified or stuff like that, will be picked up immediately because they probably have other people that they let know, like, hey, we found this car. Do you want it? And they're probably like, oh, yeah, I'll take it. And it, you know, it goes before it even gets to their lot. But, yeah, so, I mean, I'm actually thinking about maybe importing a MX-5.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it, and, you know, it obviously has to be a 95 or later, because the one rule is it has to be 25 years old in order to for it to come to the States. Which is not necessarily a bad thing, because the 95s come with the 1.8, and I heard that the JDM 1.8 is like crazy good. So it's not much different than the one that's in the States, but there's just little things that tuning wise that they've done to it that just make it run a little better. But right. I'm looking into that, and I'm curious to see if anyone that's listening has done that before. So if you have, you know, comment, let us know how that went, because it's interesting, and I'm actually really considering maybe doing that.
That's cool. No, that'd be really cool to see if you could swing that and get something out of it.
The only thing I'm really concerned about is the left-hand shifting. Like,
it's not that bad.
I've asked several people, I've asked you too, about the left-handed shifting, and they're like, oh, you know, you learn it pretty fast. Like, your body will get used to it pretty fast. But the thing I'm most concerned about is, like, if I plan to track my car, you know, like, my hand is so used to the motion, like, driving with my left hand.
It's going to be a daily driver still, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to get used to it so quickly if you were to get that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're going to be driving that every day, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to become second nature to you. Just like at this point, I've driven stick for so long now. When I get into an auto, I, like,
foot,
like, goes for the clutch. Like,
yeah.
I panic for a second because I'm like, where'd my clutch go? And it's just not there.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, I don't have to touch the shifter, but I keep reaching at it every time that I'm ready to shift.
Or even small things, like you borrow someone's car and you go to turn the headlights on and you're like just slapping things trying to figure out what turns them on. Or because you like automatically went for what you do and it's not
bad. Like you go for the handbrake and you're like, oh wait, it's not pulled up.
Yeah.
or like so my wife, she has a 2015 Veloster now. But I went to drive her car because I took hers to work when mine was having an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in her car in the morning, and my car does not have a radio. So I have a Bluetooth speaker hanging from my roll bar.
Nice.
And so I turned around and went to turn on a Bluetooth speaker in her car that doesn't exist because she has an actual working radio, which is really nice, by the way.
That's funny.
And I'm like, okay, what the heck am I doing? Like, this is like, I felt dumb, but it's just, you get into such a routine, such a habit. So if you were to get a right-hand drive car, bottom line is you would get so used to driving it that you wouldn't have a problem with left-hand shifting.
But there would be some.
It would just become natural.
Yeah, there would be.
Like,
and a lot of people say it's like, oh yeah, and you would need a passenger to go through drive-thrus. And I'm well,
that's a load of crap.
I don't go. Like, I've seen
people before; they can lean over. Like,
yeah,
like you're a tall dude. You can lean over
when people go through a drive-thru,
especially in a Miata.
Yeah,
Miata especially. Like, I mean, you could lean over and roll down the window on the other side in the Miata.
You just back through.
And I'm not a tall guy.
Drive backwards through the drive-thru.
I've seen that happen before. People at the store get pissed for no reason.
Yeah, right? I mean, it depends if it's like a crappy.
It's not necessary though. It's literally just not necessary because the car is not that big. Or you could, if you're that worried about it,
it's not necessary. Like, unbuckle and lean over. Why not? Right?
Exactly.
I mean,
you hurting anybody? Probably.
Try it once. I do it once and take a picture. You know.
Yeah.
For the gram, but that's pretty much it.
I can tell you, if I was working at like a Starbucks and someone was in a right-hand drive car and backed through the drive-thru, I'd be like, you just kind of
that's awesome.
You made my hour, at least.
Yeah.
Right?
You made day livable.
It would be a little bit more exciting.
Yeah. Like, be like, is the next guy going to be backing through too? Is this going to be a thing? I don't know. Yeah, like, I'm going to find out, though.
Is there a bunch of these
guys? Is there a whole line of JDM cars behind
you? Okay. Let's actually go to one of our topics.
All right, go for it.
Okay. So the one I really just found hilarious today was that you can afford a Rolls Royce now.
Speak for yourself. I've always been able to afford a Rolls Royce.
Exactly. What are you talking about? How
you own Rolls Royce?
Hold on.
My dad owns Rolls Royce. Thank you.
How dare you assume my wallet?
Well, I assume your wallet because you just complained about not being able to afford.
Yeah. How do you think I got to this point? Was it by spending money frivolously? I think not.
Okay, you can buy a new Rolls Royce for $8,800. But it's not a car.
Is it a keychain?
Wait, what?
Go ahead and click on the link that I threw into the doc. It is a.
What is it?
It's called a pursuit seat.
Is it like a pen?
And it's a
top. Does it spin? No, it looks like it's a chair.
It looks like a pen,
but it also looks like a hammock. How big is this thing?
It's a chair.
Yeah. Is this the size of like a windmill?
No, this it's a seat. It's something that you sit on like outside. Like you stick it in the ground and sit on it.
There is no scale on this picture. I don't know if there's it's the size of a razor blade or a windmill.
Exactly. It looks like it could be a windmill, right? As a windmill. Like crazy like solar panel or something.
Yeah, it's super weird. Because it looks like it also comes with a flashlight.
Yeah, what the heck?
Like on it? Like
I'm scrolling down and there's something a flashlight thing here.
It's carbon fiber. There's a flashlight.
How big is the flashlight?
Where's the flashlight? Is it at the bottom?
How big is it?
I don't know.
Does it pop out of the top?
Anything. They don't tell you anything. All I know is that the headline caught me because they're like, you can buy a Rolls Royce for $8,800. And I'm like, sweet, I'm getting a Rolls Royce.
A like, Rolls Royce chair pen flashlight chair. Razor solar panel?
Windmill?
Windmill?
Cane?
Something. I don't know. I'm more confused now than I was 10 minutes ago. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay, I've got one. So, I've got one. Yeah. It's just a kind of a quick one. A bit more of a serious topic. Did you guys see about the F1 crash on Sunday?
Oh my goodness, yes, F1 I saw that.
Oh,
video.
The fireball?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of and the guy Romain Grosjean.
Yeah, the guy walking away from it?
Yeah.
He walked out of the fireball? That was ridiculous.
Yeah, he has like some burns and some scrapes, no serious injuries. This crash was at 100. He crashed into this barrier at 140 miles an hour. His car split in half and burst into flames, and he's okay.
As F1 cars do.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That's modern safety right there.
And he's saying that it was because of the Halo safety system that he's alive.
Because of the Halo system, he says he's alive, which is absolutely incredible. And seeing the pictures of him, like now, he really does not look all that bad.
No.
Like, he's up on his feet.
Not
he's
as
got,
bad
like,
as he should be.
Wrappings around his hands. Right, not as bad as, well, not should be, but would be.
What, you like,
would
you'd think expect he would be. To be?
Right, yeah. Like, he just posted on Instagram, like, what, yesterday or this morning or something, that he's doing squats.
Yeah.
Full body weight squats.
That's insane, dude.
He's got wrapping on his hand, or on both his hands, his knees, and his, I think, left foot.
Wow.
But it's like,
well, for reference, we're gonna post a video on our Instagram of the crash because no one was injured. I mean, he was injured.
He was
injured, not seriously. Yeah, nothing was serious. So yeah.
And we'll also
put that
post
for reference.
We'll have to tag him in the post, and then also we'll tell him we hope he gets better soon, you know, that sort of deal.
Mm-hmm. We'll get him on the podcast.
Yeah, he'll be on the podcast next week. So tune in for that.
Okay, you can't promise that. You can't.
What's his name?
It's Grosjean. Romain
Grosjean is going to be on the next episode of the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. No.
And of course, Henry Cavill will be there as well.
Devin from the Glitches and Gearheads podcast says that
Henry Cavill
will be here and Ross Jean from the F1 crash.
Okay, should we talk about what we were talking about the other day, Corin?
Okay.
Our experiment of
yes, I want to talk about that. Hold on 1 second, because we have to shout out lots of people.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So let's let's just take a moment right now.
Would you like me to go through the list, or do you want to?
I'm here already.
I'm on there too.
Shout out our fans in Canada, our fans in Portugal, our fans in Germany, Italy, France, Netherlands, Brazil, United Kingdom, Singapore, Finland, Spain, Australia, Denmark, Indonesia, Bulgaria, Belgium, and Kenya. That's a new one.
Thank you guys.
Nice.
So thank you. Thank you for your support. And this is really funny. So our last episode, Henry Cavill is sitting at 40 plays.
40 plays.
Which is the most we've ever had, right?
Yep.
And guess what?
Our highest previously was 21 plays.
Yeah. So for the whole duration of our podcast, we've sat at like 8% female listeners. Guess what we're at now? 34%.
34%. Let's go.
So shout out to all the females that are listening to this. Sorry there's no Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill will be on next week.
You will. Tune in.
And Devin said, Devin from the Glitches and Gearheads podcast said he will be on.
So if he's not,
if he's not on,
Devin is the one to be mad at.
Hold on. I will straight up message him on Instagram and ask him if he would like to be on our podcast. I'm going to, you know what? Forget it. I'm doing it right now.
This is how we're going to go big. We're going to get
Shout out celebrities.
I'm on our Glitches and Gearheads podcast Instagram.
You know what's funny?
Search
is that
for Henry.
Henry Cavill would be the guy that would respond to
if
that.
If there's message, anyone who would and who would actually just randomly come on a podcast with a bunch of random nobodies,
absolutely love it. If
the thing is, though, with celebrities like as big as him, they don't control their social media.
You're going to be getting like Keith.
There's 18. Yeah. Keith. But a lot of celebrities actually do handle their own Twitter. So
yeah, I forget who I was looking at that a list of like who actually handles their own Twitters.
Yeah. And shout out to the 2% of 45 to 59 year olds. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, that was
all right, guys. It's sent. I sent Henry Cavill a message.
All right.
All right. We'll be
waiting for if he's on here next week, then hey, we're gonna go up to like 69% female viewers.
Yep.
That's right.
69.
It'll be 100% female viewers.
No, but me and Jordan were joking around because we saw that and we're like, you know what's a good idea? Is to start naming our episodes after hot celebrities.
Even if we don't discuss them at all in the episode.
No, not even.
So we'll have to mention the hot celebrity podcast. Is that what this is now? Yep.
We'll have to mention them at least one. Like for this episode, it'll be named Keanu Reeves. So shout out to Keanu Reeves.
You got to mention him.
Right,
there it is.
Right.
So it's not clickbait because we said Keanu Reeves.
No, it's definitely clickbait.
It's not clickbait because he's in Cyberpunk 2077, which is coming out soon.
And we're talking.
And we're talking about it. Okay.
Jordan, you're talking about that right now.
Go ahead and talk about it. Yeah. So.
Hold on. Let me tell you what I said to Henry. Okay. We're on a first name basis now.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, okay.
So I said, hey, we would absolutely love it if you would join us on our podcast soon. Please let me know if we can make this happen.
Nice.
That's nice, simple, short, sweet.
Preferably before next week because we promised our listeners you'd be on the show. Yes.
I'm going to leave that part out.
Yeah, we kind of
but I will definitely keep you guys updated on... Listen, I'm going to post this. I'm going to post a screenshot of the message on our Instagram page tomorrow. And if you guys can blow this up enough to make Henry Cavill want to do this podcast,
make
with
it
us,
go viral.
We will love you forever. We will love you forever because
that would be insane.
Hilarious.
That would be so funny.
And we really have to brush up on our Henry Cavill facts because we know almost nothing.
I'll have his Wikipedia page open.
We'll just be rattling off facts about him.
We just think he's a beautiful man and does really well at Superman.
So do you own a Hummer EV?
Would you?
Yeah.
Can you?
Well, we know he can. If it's Henry Cavill,
Henry Cavill,
he probably already has one. Come on.
We discussed this.
Henry Cavill
he has two. He has one on each side of a barbell, and that's what he bench presses.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And we had to ask him, would he consider to take... his name just... Oh, my goodness. The dude from SpongeBob that we're saying he could replace?
Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff. Right.
Yeah,
okay, hold on. We got to have Hasselhoff and Henry Cavill.
Oh my God.
So they can fight it out.
To duke it out. Yep.
Okay, live. Perfect. Live.
With mass on. Wait.
Do it hold alive.
On. With mass on.
Hold on. We have a hard enough time posting our podcasts regularly. We can't manage a live episode yet.
Above a shark tank. So whoever loses oh my God. Must
and Keanu
perish.
Reeves, they have to. The winner fights Keanu Reeves.
Yep. Yep. And okay. Natalie Portman and
this is just going to hell. Really,
Ben
quickly.
Affleck are the announcers.
Okay. Can we get back to topics?
This is a topic.
What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, hold on. I got actual topics I want to talk about. Since Corin didn't do anything, all right. So
whatever. Hey, wait, no, I have,
did
I have
do
a
something.
Topic.
We did the actually, video.
Yeah, I did. I did do the video. So shush. And okay, I have another one. Do you think the new roadsters that are coming out, the BRZ, the FRS, the... I don't even know if we can consider the Z4 a roadster anymore because it's huge. But do you think the new roadsters that are coming out can replace and take the Miata
no.
off its throne?
Miata is always the answer.
I know Miata is always the answer, but these specs that are coming out on these new roadsters are pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I have to say.
But as far they don't as have the cult following that a Miata does.
How affordable are they going to be compared to a Miata, right?
That's true.
That too.
That's true. But then again, are we comparing the new to the new, or are we comparing the new to the old? Because if we're comparing new to old, the Miata is always going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, hands down, it's going to take first place all the time. Now, when we think of new to new, that changes a lot.
It's true.
Because, you know, the new Miata is not, I mean, I love the look of the ND, but when facts come to facts, the ND is not the same as the NA or even NB.
Right.
Sorry, it's not.
I mean, it is still a great car.
It is, yeah.
But I feel like if we're comparing that, especially because if you go back to the older Miatas, you have like the legacy of them and like the whole, you know, history behind it to look at. And that's a huge selling point for a lot of people. But with the newer cars, it's more of just a numbers game for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they just want whatever's faster, whatever's cooler, whatever's, you know.
Yeah, that's so interesting, though, that you say that, too, because I've been rewatching Initial D, which is probably the best car enthusiast anime to watch ever.
I feel like it's the only car enthusiast.
It's probably
anime,
the
really.
Only one. I can't think of a single other one.
It's the only and the best. So if you're a car enthusiast,
also the worst.
And you,
by that logic, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, by that logic, it's the best and the worst. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do like cars and you like anime, I highly suggest watching Initial D because it's an amazing story. The racing is really cool. But anyway, like the episode I was just watching, the main character was racing NA, Miata. And it was just so awesome because it's like, hey, you know, I know people that have that car. The legacy of this car, it's, you know.
I have that car.
A track car, a downhill racer. Like, that's what they used back in the 90s when people would go up to the mountain passes and have fun racing down the mountain. Like, it's just, the cars nowadays, they don't have that. They don't have the same legacy. A lot of the cars nowadays, they can't even carry on that legacy. I think the only car, really, that is trying its hardest to stick onto that legacy is Subaru, the STI. I mean,
yeah.
Can you think of any other car that is trying
well,
that hard?
Well, I gotta say,
doesn't look good at all.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
One other thing, the
and
Dodge Challenger, it stayed true to the styling.
That is true.
It's staying true to the Dodge way of okay, just throw a crap ton of power at it.
That's
been their motto since day one, and they are living that.
I mean, that's kind of
so
just
Dodge
the
is out here like
the muscle car ideology in general, which
right. But they're sticking to it. They're not changing the formula. They're like, okay, we make a lot of power and we go fast and that is it.
But
that
on
is
the flip,
what they're doing.
Yeah, but on the flip side, look at the Dart. The Dodge Dart. What the heck is that? The Dodge Dart in the 90s was a
I'm not
muscle
talking about
car.
The Dart.
Yeah, I know, but you're not. But I'm just saying, on the flip side of Dodge, like you're saying, like, oh yeah, they captured the legacy with the Charger.
I'm saying the Challenger.
Or the Challenger, yeah.
Like that is like the, you know, Halo car that they have pretty much. Because that's what they made the Hellcat and the Demon into.
Yeah. But then again, the Dart was a staple too back in the 80s? Was it 80s or 90s? I think it was 80s.
I think 80s, yeah.
Yeah. Don't fact check us on that, but
yeah, fact check us on nothing.
Nothing at all.
Especially ever. Not anything.
Yeah.
Ever.
So like, but when Devin was saying that you can get,
except for our recalls are legit.
Oh, and I will stick
by that. That is recalls. Always 100% accurate because that is your life.
Yeah, the only thing that you should take 100% seriously in this podcast is our recall segment, because that's 100% for real. And we do really care about your guys' safety. And, you know, we drive a car every day, each and every one of us, no matter if it's to work, to school, to the grocery store. And that stuff is serious. It's your life.
Or when we tell you to be considerate and wear a mask because we're in the middle of a global pandemic. That we're not joking. We're not joking about that either.
Nope.
Okay, my next topic, since we're talking about legacies, Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Now in 4K.
Whoa, mind blown.
Now released in 4K.
I still can't believe that wasn't done like 2 years
ago. How was that
not
done? In the back of my mind, I'm like, yeah, that's been done, right?
Yeah. It was in Blu-ray. How is it never in 4K, though?
Right?
That seems like it was done a long time ago, but I don't know.
It's
that's weird.
It's pretty crazy, and it's cool because the original director, Peter Jackson, spoke about the process and going through it, and he's the one who oversaw the 4K re-release, and I mean, really made it true to his original vision, I'd say.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool to be able to watch it in 4K now.
Yeah, that is cool. On the same topic of movies and great, you know, well, not movies, but great cinematography and like, I guess, Hollywood productions, I guess you'd call it. The Mandalorian.
So good.
Man,
Hold on. I still need to watch that.
Spoilers.
No spoilers. What, Jordan? What did you just say?
We're going to move on from that.
No, I heard
him say something about not
I heard
watching
you say
it.
Something that almost made my ears bleed.
We've
what
talked
you just
about
say?
That. We've talked about that. We haven't watched it. We had a
not even season one.
No, we've had a backlog of stuff we've been watching.
God,
Maya had never seen
I'm
Avatar,
sorry.
So
I'm
we
sorry.
Watched that.
I'm sorry. But Mandalorian has to go to the top of your list.
Yeah, it's really right up there. It is that good.
Yeah. It is that good.
I read a couple of probably spoilers as far as like characters that are revealed, and that got my interest peaked because I really liked the
animated
series, so that was kind of cool.
Yes but don't ruin it for yourself.
The whole
journey is amazing.
I didn't ruin anything. I know that
we'll move along that. You could still, I guess, stay on the podcast.
I got something from last week that we talked about that I need to bring up also.
Okay, well, let me say this
first. We've
been
talking a lot about the DMCA takedowns.
Okay, yeah, we can go over that. But I did just watch the season one, like, behind-the-scenes stuff on how the show is made, and it blew my mind.
It's insane.
Basically,
the production quality is insane.
Oh my goodness. They, like, the short of it is that they film the movie or the show in a dome of LED screens in VR. And
what?
They record it in real life.
Yeah.
So they're simultaneously recording in VR in a game and recording in life.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
It's like a whole nother level of the production that
I'll just say
nobody's even come close to.
I will say that Jon Favreau is a genius. He's a genius.
Why couldn't he
and
have directed
his,
the new movies?
Exactly. If he would have directed the new movies, I would not hate Star Wars. The only reason that right now I am not pissed off about anything Star Wars is because of Mandalorian. Mandalorian has saved my thought process. After the last Star Wars movie, I was done. I was out.
I waited so long to watch, what is it? Last Jedi?
The last one? Yeah. The very last one?
Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker.
I waited so long to watch it because I knew how bad it was going to be. I went in with zero expectations.
We watched it together.
Yeah, we watched it together. And I was so blown away by how bad that movie was.
We're probably going to get some heat on this because
we've said this before. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, I know, but we'll still talk about it.
Because that movie
fans.
Was that
no,
bad.
No, go for it. Yeah, it was terrible. It was a disgrace to the Star Wars name.
There was zero cohesive plot with a billion plot holes. The thing looked like a piece of Swiss cheese.
Yep. The only things I could say is that besides Rey, I hated Rey's character. I hated the actor, honestly, too.
I think the actor's Kylo okay. Ren, she was put in a bad spot by being like,
yeah,
this
she
is what
was.
You have to
she
do.
Was put. It was bad writing, yeah. So I can't. Yeah, I guess I can't put it on her either. But Kylo Ren was amazing.
Yeah,
I loved his character. I loved his. I wish they would have done more with his character. But the only other things I can say is the music was amazing. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's
Star
every
Wars.
Movie.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of cinematography, like shots that were just beautiful and mind blowing. But other than that. Even some of the shots in the movie, like when stuff is happening, was so just didn't make sense.
Even the lightsaber battles, like we watched an old lightsaber battle from the original, not the original three, but like from episode 3 of Obi-Wan versus Anakin. That compared to the battles in The Rise of Skywalker are so bad. Like, they're so slow and it doesn't look like they're actually two people fighting for their lives.
Like, if you took the sound effects from Rise of Skywalker and put it in episode 1 with the fight of Darth Maul and Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan, that would be, it would add a whole nother level to that movie. Because the fighting in episode 1 and the sound effects and sound design of the last movie was great. If you put those two together, it would have been crazy good. I don't know.
We got sidetracked, What were we talking about?
I'm so mad. I don't know what we were talking about.
You were talking about Mandalorian, and then we moved away from that because Jordan hasn't watched it, and we don't want to spoil anything for anybody who hasn't seen it yet. But I did want to talk about the DMCA takedown update real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it. I need to not be mad right now.
So, Fortnite, the game that everybody seems to love.
Fork
and
knife.
Also hate.
Yes.
They either love it or you love to hate it.
I also don't like it.
Yep.
But streamers had to mute their latest event because of 30 seconds of AC/DC being in the cutscenes for that event.
Yeah.
So they had to mute it to avoid being taken down.
I don't understand.
It's probably one of the biggest events that Fortnite's had yet where it's about Galactus coming and destroying the world, basically. And
spoilers.
It's
not really.
Been out for like a week.
Yeah, I know. I don't care.
It's Fortnite. There's no such
also,
thing as spoilers.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Also, the event caused so many problems that people are still unable to play Fortnite until season 5 begins.
Wow. Well, that's unfortunate.
That's pretty funny.
It's been taken offline because of the event.
Wow.
Rip.
So
that's
you
so
can
just
play
literally
right now
blew
if you
up
want.
The game.
Yeah,
pretty much. Seems like it. I mean, I didn't watch the event. I didn't really pay attention.
I don't really
it's not
care.
Really my
yeah,
deal.
I don't really care about Fortnite. Yeah.
But
like at
it's
all.
Not
I
on
thought
my
that
radar.
Was kind of interesting because, I mean, think about like the Travis Scott event that they had in game however many months ago, year
There's
ago, whatever.
So many memes about
it was
that.
Huge. And tons of streamers got tons of views just because people didn't want to play the game to see it, but they wanted to watch a stream where it was being shown.
Yep.
And then these guys have to go and mute the stream so nobody can really hear what's going on for almost half a minute of it.
It blows my mind.
Back to the DMCA.
Because like
the back to the DM oh go for it.
It blows my mind because like Epic has obviously paid to have this song in their game. Why should the streamer who's playing the game be punished
Yep.
When everyone else can play it, theoretically, in a world we could actually play it, everyone else can play it and it's going to hear that same song. Why is it bad? Why are they being punished for playing a game streamers, and having people watch?
A lot of streamers are revolting. I don't think big streamers, because they would probably lose a lot of money, but there are a lot of streamers that are streaming on mute all their games because they're scared. One, they're scared,
about that
and
in
it's
last
a form.
Week's episode also.
Yeah. It's becoming more and more of a thing now, though. It's crazy.
Yep.
Twitch needs to do something.
They need to turn around. Or they need to die and something else needs to rise from the ashes.
Yeah. They either need to turn around, sell, or die so something else can come that's better.
Yep.
Right.
I totally agree.
They're dropping the ball in this one.
100%. And the thing is too, which frustrates me, is that these big streamers that already have contracts and millions of dollars, like Shroud, are like, oh, it's not that big of a deal.
But they've got
their cake
and they're eating it too.
Yeah, exactly. And they have Twitch wrapped around their little finger so that anything they do is like, oh, it's fine. Oh, it's fine. We'll take care of it.
They could do just about anything.
Yep.
And have. Anything.
Yeah, and have. Yeah, exactly. Oh man.
I don't know.
All right. I got our recalls. I don't see any other topics today.
Recall segment.
So I think we'll wrap up. I'll go with my recalls. First one is from Ford. We talked about this a few weeks ago.
They're becoming a regular on the podcast.
Well, it's actually a repeat of their previous recall, which was for the I believe it was toe links. In the Explorer. So they recalled it. They fixed a bunch of them. And now apparently the fix did not actually fix it.
What?
So they need to call people back in. A recall of the recall. They pulled a Harbor Freight.
It's
on
recall
this one.
Squared. Recall they, 2 they Electric Boogaloo.
Recall 2.0.
Total recall.
It's total recall.
Ford, but yeah, so total recall.
So yeah, your Ford Explorer 2013 to 2017, even if you already took it in for a recall, go back and get the recall recalled.
Wow.
Yeah, same issue. You might start hearing a noise or the car might become difficult to control. Either way, get it taken care of before it becomes a major problem.
Yeah,
and then we got a surprising one, actually.
Oh, okay.
Tesla suspension is being investigated by the NHTSA. The Model Y and Model X have faced a recall.
Wow.
For what? Yeah. What's happening?
So,
for what?
The suspension forelink can fail, but the driver still seems to be able to maintain control of the vehicle.
Okay.
So it's not like a major, major component to where like, oh, it's definitely going to get you into a
Your
major
car's
accident.
Your car's not going
to
burst into flames and crash right. into a wall at 140 miles an hour.
Right. So typically they kind of, okay, this is a minor issue. This is a major issue, whatever. None of the complaints have caused any accidents at this point, it shows. But it's had 34 complaints in the last 2 years.
Wow.
And it affects about 115,000 Teslas. So that's a recall that you can get fixed. Go to Tesla's recall page or call Tesla customer service, and they can help you out with that.
That'll be an interesting recall to do. The suspension, yeah, right? Suspension is pretty in-depth.
Yeah.
Right.
So Elon Musk will personally fix each and every car.
Yeah, he's going to lift it up himself and get underneath it. He's got a bodysuit that enhances his strength, so he just picks up the car.
Obviously,
yeah.
He's got
yep.
Micro
he's got
chip.
The implant.
Yep.
He just picks up the car with one hand
with his
and
mind
then
actually
undoes the bolt with his
he doesn't even have to touch it.
It's telepathy.
With his magic wrench fingers.
Yeah.
Okay, but seriously though, this is an actual recall.
Yeah.
Get it taken care of.
Yeah, like we said before,
mostly for the 2016s, but there have been a few reports up to the latest being 2020 models for the suspension issue. So just go ahead and make sure you have that checked. You can call customer service and ask them if you're affected and get that taken care of. But there's no known crashes or injuries in any of the vehicles that have been recalled as of this time.
Yeah. And like we said, we do a lot of jokes on this podcast. And I think 90% of this podcast is jokes. But this is the one thing we'll never joke about. Yeah. Is the recalls.
We don't joke about this. But we do sometimes have jokes in them.
Yes. Or yes. Jokes about the recall being a recall.
Yeah, being a recall.
Like, not that it's a joke recall, but that the recall is funny because it's a joke. But it's not a joke. It's a real recall.
It gets real messy. You're just confused.
I just made this more confusing.
Yeah, basically we do our research on the recalls because we do care about everyone that's listening and we care about your lives. So if you do have these vehicles, make sure you get that checked out. You know, call whatever dealer you need to and get that fixed because it is serious stuff. But we have reached the end of the road for today. We talked about a lot of crazy stuff. We, of course, talked about the new graphics cards. We talked about a lot of car stuff. We talked about a Rolls Royce that is affordable to a lot of people, but it's actually not a car. It's a seat.
Or a pen.
Windmill. Or
a brazier.
Pen.
Or a flashlight?
Flashlight.
Or a solar panel. Quite sure.
Totem pole.
It's a thing?
Cane thing? I guess we don't know.
It's a Rolls Royce.
All we know is that it's $8,800, so it's affordable. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
You can go get a Rolls Royce.
It's like buying a used car.
We talked about Henry Cavill again and how he's going to be on the podcast next week.
Devin's making sure of it.
He's not.
Yeah, Devin's making sure of it.
Okay, hold on.
Devin has promised.
I don't know if he's going to respond to us.
You have Devin's word that Henry Cavill will be on the next episode.
I give you nothing.
He'll be here. Don't worry.
But we've had a ride today. We had some goofs. We had some gaffes. We had some laughs. And we had some recalls. But this is it for this episode. And we will see you all next time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.